All right, this is ESH, Elective Sisterhood, episode 8, PMSing. I'm Ninja Sister.
And I'm Pandalicious.
All right, well, we're getting closer to episode 10.
Two more.
Woohoo!
Yay!
Oh, everybody clap. Little angels come down. And I am looking forward to doing episode 10 because we will actually physically be together for episode 10.
Finally. Ninja and Panda collide in a ham and cheese sandwich of love.
Does it have to be ham and cheese?
I feel like ham and cheese today. I'm sorry. It could be whatever kind of sandwich you want.
You know, because I'm thinking like a pastrami on rye.
Okay.
Oh, then good with like diced onion and mustard.
Okay, then Panda and Ninja combined in a hot pastrami sandwich of love.
Yeah, I like that better.
Okay.
See, hot pastrami sandwich of love. You know?
Okay.
Doesn't that just sound good?
Well, it
makes
sounds
you all
warm.
See? Yeah. Warm and loving.
Yes.
It cradles you like a mother and child.
Okay.
I need to eat lunch. But anyway, we're digressing. Got a little business to talk about.
Hit us with the business.
Yep, here's the business. If you visited the site this week, you realize that our avatars are now in the banner.
No.
Yeah.
And I know, I saw them.
They look hot, I gotta say.
Congrats to Magic.
Oh, Magic is the bomb. She drew our avatars and did the coloring.
She's got skills.
Yeah, she's skill-tastic. So now that the avatars are in, that means that t-shirts and merchandise is around the corner.
Yes.
Literally. I'm working on the stuff as we speak, so you'll be able to buy your favoritest girl gaming podcast merchandising soon.
Shirts, keychains. You name it, we'll probably be putting it out.
Oh, yeah, maybe. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Shirts, t-shirts, sweatshirts, mugs.
Maybe even
mouse
panties.
Pads. Oh, definitely going to have a thong. Definitely going to have a thong. Because, you know, thong, 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 thong.
Don't sue us, Cisco.
Yeah. Please don't sue us.
Anyway, getting back to the business.
That's coming, and you can hit up our website, www.electricsisterhood.com, and check for the link to the store. Once you see that, you can click on it and piddle your little butt over there and buy our stuff. Buy our stuff.
And promote us to all your friends in town.
Yeah, tell your friends about us, and tell your friends to comment on the site, because, you know, we like to know that you're reading our stuff.
Because we know you're reading it.
We can tell
you're
reading it.
You're just not saying anything about it.
You're just not saying anything about it. Do you not like us? Is that what it is?
Is it because we're black?
Yeah, are you racist?
We're just kidding, guys.
Yeah, just
we're just kidding.
We kid. Because we love. We do. So the store is coming. The avatars are up. And we're going to have some neat things going on with that. We have to announce this week's
Wiener.
Wiener. Destructoid.com.
Woo! Yay!
You got candy, bitches! Yeah, I like
Hopefully
that.
Hopefully you eat it.
Yeah, or you can just look at it and be like, see, look, we got the free candy. We got the free candy. Yep, we'll be sending an email to you, and you can reply to it with all of your information so that we can send for you the candy, and you can eat it and be like, oh, the chocolate is so good.
And it is, too. M&M's, dude.
Yeah.
M&M's.
M&M's rock. So that's our winner. Congrats to them.
Congrats.
For the rest of you losers who didn't win.
Don't worry.
You have a chance.
Just stop being lazy and post. You can even post to say, dude, I am just posting to win the contest.
To try and win the candy. We prefer if you posted to, like, say something. But for now, we'll take it.
Yeah, we'll take what we can get.
So go to www.electricsisterhood.com and comment on some articles, or while you're at the website, www.electricsisterhood.com, click on the hit us up link and fill out the form. Yes, all fields in the form are required, so you have to put actual information in them, okay? No entries that come from, hey, would you blow me, are going to be taken seriously, okay? Seriously, people. Come on now. This is not high school. We're a little bit older than that. Not much, but a little bit.
Yes.
So all fields are required, and you can send a comment through the form, or you can just be like, hey, I want to win some candy, and click the button that says I want to be entered in the sweepstakes, and guess what? You get entered. That's all you got to do. It's that simple.
Yes.
You click the submit button, and then we get the email. We put you in the little hat, and we pick somebody out the hat.
And they win.
Yeah, this week's hat was really easy because there was only two people in the hat. We'd like for the selection to be a little bit more difficult next time.
Yeah.
So here's the deal. Once the store is up, we're going to start giving away t-shirts every month, people. In order to win a t-shirt, you have to enter to try and win the candy. One of the winners...
We'll get a t-shirt instead of candy or candy?
We'll get the t-shirt instead of candy.
Okay.
But we don't know who it's going to be. It's going to be varied. Okay?
Well, hopefully if we have more... people
okay one in the contest. One of these podcasts during the month I'm gonna be like, you know what, you don't get candy, bitch, you're getting a t-shirt.
You get a t-shirt.
See, I don't know, so you're just gonna have to enter all the time because it's gonna be spontaneous.
Ooh, spontaneous.
Did you like the dramatic pause there?
I did. Great dramatic effect.
Thank you. So that's what's going on there. We got more people coming to the website, so I gotta get a little
get a little
a shout out love to
shout out
Greece.
That love. Oh, we got
Greeks coming in, man.
Woo! Yay, Greeks.
Okay, and let me tell you, I love the ouzo. Can't drink a lot of it, but I love the ouzo. So we got to give some love to our visitors coming in from Greece, from whatever website you're coming in from. I don't know who, but I'm glad you're coming. Keep coming in. Tell all your friends. It's going to be a party.
It's going to be a party.
I think that's all of the business, with the exception of we're still looking for people to call the toll-free number.
Still looking.
1-888-333-8985 with their best Wicked Retarded.
See, I looked everywhere. I looked in my closet. That was a journey. I looked under my bed. Nobody.
Nobody?
No. Yeah. I'm going to check my desk after... today. Maybe there might be someone in there who will call our number.
Yeah. Yeah, I looked in my Xbox. There wasn't anybody in there.
Oh.
There was a little light, though, because my mod chip was... Oh, my thing was on. So, anyway. But we're looking for you people to call in with your best Wicked Retarded. The ones we like get candy.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. Free candy, bitches.
And all you have to do is say two words.
Yeah, Wicked Retarded. Now, this sweepstake, I realize, is a little one-sided because if you're from New England, you kind of got
it easier.
Yeah.
You should.
Yeah, if you don't, I don't know what's wrong with you.
We might just, like, tap you in the face.
The ones that make us laugh the most get the free candy.
Yeah.
Because I can't have all of Boston calling in and be like, ha, Wicked Retarded, and then I have to give them candy. That's not fair to, like, the people in Ohio.
Yeah.
So, the ones that make us laugh get free candy. All right, that's all the business I have.
All right.
So, now I'm going to throw it over to you, seeing as how I just realized we have an all-game podcast this week.
Yes, we do.
All games, all the time. You're listening to 105 Jams. All games, all the time.
That was a great plug.
Thank you.
Was that improv?
Yeah, that was totally improv.
That was pretty good.
Yeah. If I had a little more coffee, I could really get down there and be like, you're listening to 105 Hot Jams. Jams. All right. Anyway. Go ahead. Do your thing.
All right. For those of you who have read the post I put up on the site this week, Pandalicious has kind of been engrossed in the world of wow.
Wow.
Yeah. Literally, wow. You know, for World of Warcraft.
Yeah, for the uninitiated, which, if you don't know what that means by now, crawl out of the cave.
Yeah, please do. To be honest, I can admit this. I'm hooked on it. It's unbelievable. Hopefully, when you enter the world, and I stress the when, because if you ever come across this disc and you download it into your computers and you play, it will suck out your soul through every orifice in your body.
Ew, that sounds kinky.
For those who like it like that, yeah, it is. You know, some gamers are like, oh, I got through this game in only 2 days. You can't do that with this game. There is just too much to do that one, you could not do it in 24 hours.
So let me ask you this. Is it worse than Evercrack?
See, I've never played EverQuest. I've heard how addicting that is. I don't know. I think this might overpower EverQuest. Anyone who plays EverQuest, please feel free to comment and tell me I'm wrong.
Yeah, let us know, because I've never played Evercrack.
So, now mind you, I've only been playing for technically 5 days, and I'm so addicted that I know I'm going to need a 12-step program to get over this game. I already know. I can feel it.
Are you going to need to go to World of Warcraft Anonymous?
Yeah. Like, literally, you know, I have it set up in the kitchen so that I'm around people. My external's hooked up at the kitchen table. I bring my laptop down. I'm in there early morning. I literally wake up at 6 in the morning. I start playing at 7.
Wow. I get out of bed at 6 in the morning?
To play WoW.
Wow. That's a big deal, people.
I play until about, like, maybe 11. I do chores for, like, 3 hours. Make sure the house is spotless. I don't stop. So that when I hop back on, nothing can bother me.
So you mean that all mom ever had to do to get you to do all of your chores in a timely manner was get you World of Warcraft?
Get me WoW.
Damn, I should have told her that last year.
You know, we didn't know.
Yeah, that's
true. It's been so addicting that, you know, I haven't even watched that much anime. Magic Gwent was so nice, and she lent me some new stuff. Uh-huh. I still haven't cracked open the box.
Dude.
And I kind of feel bad about it.
Okay, dude. That's major.
Yeah, it is. I haven't even bought any new anime.
Wait, you haven't bought any new anime in 5 days?
Yep.
Jesus Christ.
I'm not even getting DTs.
Wow. I'm totally in shock here.
Let me break down a little bit of an intro to WoW for those who are still living underneath the
rock. Yeah, because I need to know what is making you not buy any anime in 5 days.
You know,
it's got to be something huge.
So, well, I mean, I can only talk from one perspective because there are eight playable characters that you can play. You can customize any of them, but there's like eight types.
Okay.
You got four on one side, the Alliance. You got four on the other side, and they're the Horde.
Okay.
I've only played on the Alliance right now, though I've made a Horde character, but I haven't played her yet.
Okay. So you can make multiple characters.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. You can have one of every one if you wanted to.
Okay.
And I wouldn't be surprised if many people do that, but then you can kind of tell, like what classes are better than others. And again, remind you, only been playing for 5 days, so I don't know everything yet.
Mm-hmm.
So on the Alliance side, you've got Night Elves, Humans, Gnomes, and Dwarfs.
Okay.
So I've been playing as a Night Elf. Mm-hmm. They're pretty badass, let me tell you.
Okay.
The Alliance, they're really, you know, these four clans of people totally hate anything demonic.
Okay.
You know, and they're fighting to restore the world because the world is completely torn up by war, and they're like, dude, we don't want to have this no more, so we're going to fix it.
Okay.
Then you got the other side of the coin, the dark side. The dark side.
And
the Horde.
Okay.
And you can play as the undead, as orcs, taurens, mm-hmm. or trolls.
Ah.
I've made a tauren.
Yeah, because I was going to say, isn't magic a tauren?
Yes.
Okay.
And she's in a different server than I am.
Okay.
But I'm going to make one in her server so that we can play.
Ah.
I'm going to eventually. And with the whole thing going on with the hordes is they're kind of like, they're like those, they're the kids that no one really wanted to pay attention to and like didn't, like ignored them. And those kids all got up together and said, dude, there's more of us than you, so we're going to beat your ass.
We just had the geeks and the jocks.
See, you went to a Catholic school?
Yeah.
You went to a private school?
Yeah.
Needless to say, they're the outcasts of the world. And through their being outcasted, they formed a bond for survival.
Right.
So, you know, a lot of people, you know, when I'm in my guild, they're like, man, I totally can't wait till I'm level 60 so I can go beat up some horde, you know, ass.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I was reading about this, and I'm like, you know, it sounds to me like the horde is just, you know, misunderstood. They're not like, dude, we hate all things good, so we're going to beat you down. They're just like, dude, we just want to live. It's like, if you come to mess me up, I'm going to fuck you up. But I'm just doing it to survive.
I'm just hustling, baby. You know, it's hard exactly. out here for the horde.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and it's hard out here for the horde.
And, sorry. It's overwhelming. Like, the graphics, you know, they already have to be good, for one. You know, mm-hmm. they're not, like, overly enriched, like, the rendered shots, like, say, in, like, Kingdom Hearts.
Okay.
Or, like, the Final Fantasies. But, I mean, these graphics are still good.
Right.
Like, but there's
so just... So the game looks good. It's not going to be, like, an awe-inspiring moment when you see the graphics. It's not going to be, like, say, Oblivion. Like,
right.
when you look at Oblivion screens, you're like, oh, my Lord, it's so pretty.
Yes. But then again, I haven't seen any, like, rendered shots throughout the game. Like, I mean, there are, like, cinematics. I just uh-huh. haven't watched them.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure they're still very high quality. But gameplay, like, I'd say it's, well, obviously the styles, like, in certain video games are going to be different. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, the graphics are nothing to bark about.
Right, okay.
Yeah, just kind of drawn in because in the beginning, once you create your character, it does a whole pan out of the first area that you're in.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, and you have this big, you know, the narrator voice who's explaining to you that particular class's story in this whole thing. There's a giant history about Warcraft. And a friend of mine is going to be giving me some... the history of it, because I wanted to check it out
uh-huh.
so I could understand it better. Because, you know, a lot of people, like in the guild that I'm in, you know, they're always talking about, yeah, well, if you read this, you know, that da-da-da-da-da-da-da, you know, and I'm all like, well, I don't have any books. I'm new. You know, coming into this game, you know, when you're a fresh newbie, no one really wants to deal with you.
You're right. Well, yeah, you know, but, you know, you're going to find that in a lot of games like this, that if you, you know, didn't
yeah.
jump on it, like
when it came out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's one of the reasons why I'm really trying to angle to get myself a MacBook Pro, because I really want to get into playing City of Villains.
Because mm-hmm.
I wanted to play City of Heroes, but they're like, yeah, we're never coming out with a Mac version ever. Oh, so sorry. And I was like, damn it, that's stupid. I'm like, Mac people like to game. And so I was like, well, you can't even be a bad guy, and I would probably want to be a bad guy. So I just let it go, and then they came out with City of Villains, and I was like, oh, for the love of Pete. But if I get myself a MacBook, then I can install XP, and I can play it on my Mac. I will best you yet. So I've really been trying to stay away from the PC gaming and just keep it console, but
right.
there's just a couple of things that, you
well,
know.
Well, when you get the demo... Ninja, you'll see. You'll totally see.
Okay.
And you'll get sucked into it. I think you could last longer than me, but you'll get sucked in.
Yeah, I probably will, because I'm really getting into a gaming mode right now. Like I am
possessed by a gaming spirit.
I have to say, I'm really digging it. There's a lot of good games getting ready to come out, and I am about there as far as getting my Xbox 360, finally.
So the fund has been working.
Yeah, the fund has been working. And we're updating the entertainment rig. So Xbox 360 hooked up to a 42-inch TV, baby. Gotta
woot.
Love it. Big woot on that. So I'm looking forward to spending a whole lot of time in the proper thumbs-up position.
That's funny.
Mostly with a bunch of games that I have never tried before. I'm gonna try some first person shooters this go round, because I think that I need to get a good gamer score so that I can talk shit to a whole bunch of guys on the online gaming. Just be like, ha-ha.
That'd be a good. That definitely be a good place for you, Ninja.
You got beat by a girl. What do you enjoy most
about WoW?
About WoW so far.
Well, see, I'd have to say, you know, when I was first starting this game, you know, when no one was being really, you know, supportive and very helpful to me being a noob, first I was just like, questing, killing stuff, totally awesome. You know, and then, you know, I got invited into a guild. You know, mm-hmm. and I was just thinking, oh, someone just wants a lot of people in their guild. I'm not going to get really interacted with anyway.
Right.
You know, whatever. But the guild that I'm in, it's called Fragment in Thrall.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I just thought, well, let me see if these people are just going to be people who are in the guild with me, but don't respond with me, don't do quests with me. But, you know, and I was like, well, I'm kind of new, so I don't know my way around. You know, and several people automatically at the gate were like, what are you trying to do? Where are you? I'll do some quests with you.
You know, that's cool.
Were just so welcoming. You know, and at first I'm like, they might think I'm like this little kid who's like, oh, I don't know. And, you know, and at first that's what I thought. So I was like, I was talking with some of them. And I'm like, yeah, I'm like, I just totally had to buy this for my Mac because, you know, it wasn't going to work on my PC. So I went out. Funny story with how I got it, by the way, but I'll elaborate after I finish this question. But I just like how there's a lot more people willing to help you in this game. Because there's a lot going on.
Well, you know, the WoW community is, I believe, the largest MMORPG out there. Because if I remember correctly, World of Warcraft has like 50% market share of all MMORPGs. So it wouldn't surprise me that the community is big enough and has been rolling long enough now that there are people who are just welcoming of blood being in the system.
Oh,
but
were they?
It's nice to hear.
Like, I was playing on the demo, and you could send mail. Like, there are mailboxes at inns in this game.
Mm-hmm.
No. And you could send little letters to other characters, and they can go to their mailbox and check it. And I had gotten a mail, but because I was on a demo, got certain limitations on a demo.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can't receive mail.
Okay.
You know, and you can't trade with other characters.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I was like, someone sent me a mail and I totally can't read it. And by the second day, no lie, I was like, I woke up early and I said, okay, I'm going to shower, going to get all my stuff taken care of because I'm going to go to EB Games as soon as this opens and I'm buying it. Fuck it. After 2 days.
Yeah, that's
48
that's
hours.
Yeah.
So
you get to EB.
I go and I rush because I heard they open at 9. So
right.
I rushed. I, you know, around like 8:30, 8:34, I was like, all right, I'm like, I'm gonna go grab a donut and a bagel, and I'm rushing to EB. So I rushed to EB, they don't open till 10. I'm like, I'm not going all the way home just to go. So, you know, I sit down in front of the store on the ground with my coffee and bagel, and like I'm homeless because I'm kind of scruffy, but I don't care. No, and there's a guy inside, and he's cleaning EB, and he's straightening everything up. And, you know, he starts vacuuming, and he goes to open the gate a little bit just to let people know that, like, they're going to be opening soon. By the time he gets towards the door where he was cleaning, it's around 9:45.
Right.
So it's 15 minutes before he's supposed to open.
Mm-hmm.
So he kind of opens the door. I'm all like, good morning, you know, and he's all like, hey. And he's, like, waiting for me, you know, being all, like, cutesy and whatever. And I was like, nah, I'm waiting for WoW. And he laughs at me, and then he pulls up the gate. He's like, come on in. And I went in. And I bought it, and I said, dude, I have been playing this demo. I'm like, this is my second day in the demo. I'm like, I had to have it. He goes, woot, woot, here.
Excellent.
Literally. So I buy it. I bow, and I'm like, you have totally given me my WoW fix. Thank you. You know, and I leave all happy because I have another, you know, game. Because I also play on Diablo 2.
Mm-hmm.
So all my characters have expired on that. I'm pissed. But I have to go make some new ones, but that's okay. It's just been really awesome. And there's just so much to do. Like, you can do questing, where you're doing things for people. You get armor, and you can get money.
Uh-huh.
You know, and you're battling all this cool stuff. You're learning the story as you go along.
Uh-huh.
Also, you can get a profession.
Uh-huh.
And get two.
Okay.
I'm working on my first one right now. I'm skinning.
Okay.
Because there are certain animals that you can skin in the game.
Uh-huh.
And you can make, like, leather.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have leather working, so I can learn how to make stuff.
Okay.
Since Night Elves, it really sucks because we can't use chainmail or plates.
Uh-huh.
So, like, everything that I've ever earned through quests has all been, like, chainmail, which I can't use. So
right.
I just sell it.
Right.
Because I can't use it.
Right.
But now that I'm leather working, and I'm a journeyman leatherman right now, so
uh-huh.
I'm not an apprentice, but I'm not an expert yet.
Right.
I can go and I can make my own shit.
Nice.
If I want to.
Nice.
And I'm building that up right now, and I think the next one I want to do a profession is, I think I want to do cooking.
Cooking.
So I can cook.
Yeah, cooking.
But you
cooking
can do all of that. You know, as you're leveling up, there's more things you can do. You know, there's like abilities that you learn.
Uh-huh.
After a certain level, like at level 10, every race gets something special that they get to do. Night elves, if you're a druid like me, because
mm-hmm.
there's like subclasses too. Like, you could be a night elf, but you could be like a priest, a druid, a warrior, a hunter, mm-hmm. you know, that type of stuff.
Gotcha.
I'm a druid, so all my attacks have elemental effects to them, okay. like nature. Mm-hmm. And at level 10, druid can learn animal forms.
Ooh.
And at level 10, you go off to learn your bear form. And I just got it. And I'm level 14 now because I wanted to make sure I was powerful enough to defeat everything I need to in order to get my bear form.
Uh-huh.
So now I have it. And then I think around level, I don't know if it's level 40 or such, but a higher level, I can turn into a saber with
nice.
Big teeth. And I can bite stuff. And
like a saber-toothed tiger?
Yes.
Nice.
And they're like white with black stripes or silverish. They're pretty cool.
That's hot.
Yeah. When I was questing for my bear form, because I had helped out this other night elf druid. She didn't know where this one character was. The goal was if you beat her, you got like 10 silver.
Uh-huh.
Which definitely helps. And she didn't know where to go to find this woman. So I said, oh, I'll show you. So no, I was with her and we're battling, we're questing together and that's fine. By the end of that, I'm like, yeah, this game's addictive. She's like, yeah. She's like, it was my brother's. It's like, and I'm just totally hooked. I'm like, wait, are you an actual girl? And she's like, yeah. I'm like, oh, me too. I'm like, aren't you so happy about the bear form? And she's like, I could totally turn into a bear. And she did. And I was like, I can't turn into a bear yet. I don't know where to go. She took me where I had to go.
That's awesome.
And I got my bear form.
So you're saying that the community within World of Warcraft is great.
It really depends. Like, the girl who was helping me with the bear form, she wasn't a part of my guild.
Uh-huh.
But still, if you bump into the right kind of people,
there's assholes everywhere, even in real life, so.
They'll make the WoW experience special.
Awesome.
And I really feel that the people I've bumped into have done that. And they all talk about anime, and they all talk about games. I'm actually thinking, after I wean out of the WoW, or at least I say, I hope when I wean out of the WoW, that I might go and jump into another PC game. Because I heard there's a lot more girls on it. Guild Wars, I've heard, is pretty good.
Uh-huh.
And it's free to be online, so I think I might do that.
Uh-huh.
But through all the talking about girls and gaming on the system, you know, a lot of the guys in my guild were like, hey, they're like, there's a girl organized clan for gaming. Very professional. And I was like, oh, really? It's called the PMS Clan.
Mm-hmm.
And I was doing some research on their site a couple of days ago. You know, they play on Xbox Live and they're on PS2 Online. They just branched out for PC games. And I actually think I might go and join up in the ranks. They're the first professional, organized, competitive female clan.
Uh-huh.
And it really only formed because a lot of girl gamers were being really harassed in games. You know, if they were like, oh, dude, you know, I'm a chick, you know, people like, I don't believe you, you must be ugly, you know, and like all these guys would gang up on these girls and just womp on them. And some girls were like, you know what, fuck this. And they banded together all scorned and they formed this clan. They do have like a brother clan.
Mm-hmm.
That are like all male supporters of PMS,
mm-hmm.
and they're the H2O clan.
Gotcha.
You know, and they are just so good with the PMS. When they're competing in tourneys, they search out for H2O members, and the H2O members, you know, they're there to help them out. I just have to say that, you know, they really have stepped up to start saying, hey, we're girls, we like to game, no, we're not ugly, no, we're not loners, we're awesome people just like you. And that's pretty much what PMS is standing for. And I have to say, I was very impressed by their site and how serious that they're taking this.
Yeah, I've been to their website, and it seems like they're taking it pretty seriously. The only problem that I had with PMS was that their initial publicity stuff, because PMS was a sponsored group from Xbox Live, I think, and they, like, there was this page and there were a bunch of pictures taken and things like that, and they had a bunch of the elite members of the PMS group as the representative group of PMS. And you look at all these gamers and they're all really, really hot, like Athena and Athena Twin and all that stuff.
Well, yeah.
But then you look at their gamer scores and their gamer rankings, and very few of them have a ranking above 100. Like, if you have an Xbox Live, you know that you get your gamer score by meeting certain criteria on each game online. Okay, well, there are some games that you get 10 points or 20 points just for playing the game for more than 5 hours. Not necessarily winning,
right?
But just playing it. Like Dead or Alive 4, you get like 10 points, I think, or something like that, if you play the game for 10 hours. okay, well, you can put the game on and put it into exhibition mode and go to sleep and wake up, and now you've got that 10 points.
Right.
I mean, there's all kinds of skeezy ways to get to 100 points real quick. So,
well,
it was really odd to me that, you know, that they were getting this publicity and you saw the pictures and that they were sponsored by Xbox Live, and then look at the majority of their gamer scores and things like that and realize they're not really into gaming. Like, there were a couple of girls that had, like, mad skills, mad points.
Yeah. Well, see, I wasn't just looking at the main Elite site. Like, they were showing, like, hey, these
yeah, like, the other PS2 clans, the smaller and, clans, the clans on the PS2 online and things
and
like
the PC
that.
PC stuff.
The serious clans, I was like, oh, yeah, okay, yep, yep.
Like,
I
could totally tell that they were gamers.
You're a gamer. You're definitely a gamer. And so my initial, you know, reaction was a knee-jerk one after seeing the group that was sponsored and promoted by Xbox Live wasn't really representative of what PMS actually is.
Right.
When you get deeper into the actual clans out there playing games, because you got some serious girls out there.
Yeah, I saw one clan. I think it's from the newly registered PC. Like, several of their top elites in that were sisters.
Yes. We out there. We are playing games.
Yeah.
I like no...
But I think I might try to join up in the PC since now I'm playing PC games a lot more than normal.
Yeah.
I've been taken over by the PC spirit.
I'm thinking about whether or not to join PMS when I get my Xbox Live, or if I just want to start our own group for ESH.
Oh, God. That'd
yeah,
be pretty awesome.
I've had that idea myself. Like, you know, having an ESH girl gamer clan probably wouldn't suck.
Probably wouldn't suck. But pretty much, I mean, if you're just one of those girls who thinks, oh, I must be the only one, you're not.
You're not. There are so many girl gamers out here.
We are gathering in masses, and this site is a proof that we're not lying on our backs anymore.
Yeah, but you know what? I'm not going to try and drive a whole lot of people to PMS, because it's nice that it's out there, but you know what? You don't need to be in a clan to be a kick-ass girl gamer.
No, you're not. It just would be nice to know that you could go to a place and just talk to girls, hardcore gamer girls, about
stuff
that you like.
Well, that's what Electric Sisterhood is all about.
Well, yeah, us too, but, you know, eventually they might want to bring it to other people.
I'm not plugging PMS, because I'm not all that impressed with PMS, to be honest with you. Okay? And this is not me throwing salt on their game or anything like that, but I think that PMS has really gone about their publicity and getting their information out, and what they use as representative images in the wrong way. Because any of the guys that go to the Xbox Live page to look at that sponsorship page for PMS aren't going to see girl gamers. They're going to see hot chicks on a page. And they're not going to associate that with girl gamer. They're not going to associate that image with smart girls. And they're going to end up being harassed, because you're going to be like, oh, no, you're too pretty. You can't really play games. And I saw your gamer score, so I can't take you seriously. So I'm not plugging PMS, because I just haven't seen enough positive stuff come out of there yet. Okay?
Okay.
ESH, I think, will be a more positive place. The thing that I want to say to girl gamers is you already belong. You don't have to go to PMS. You don't even have to go to ESH. You are a girl gamer, and because of that, you belong. You fit in. Don't let anybody ever tell you any different. You don't have to sign up anywhere. You don't have to have support, because you are supported already, period.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that PMS has a good idea. I just think that they're going about it the wrong way. I mean, because most guys are going to be like, what do you mean PMS clan? Oh, they're a bunch of girl gamers. Ha, 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 ha. You know, and they're not going to take them seriously until they get their ass whooped by some of the clans. And they'll be like, okay, all right, you have skills.
Which will definitely happen.
You know, and that's how you get respect from the guy gamers, is you whoop their ass in their game. Okay, every male player that I've beaten in a fighter game immediately gives me respect.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't get that gaming respect until I whoop their ass.
See, it was actually funny, because I was playing old school games a couple of days ago, because over at a friend of mine's apartment, they got the old Sega, they have the old Nintendo and the Super NES, and we were playing Mortal Kombat and Mortal Kombat 2,
mm-hmm.
And I have to say, Ninja Sister, you had me prepared, because don't you know, They had me, they're like, oh, well, I want to play first play. I'm like, that's cool. Because don't you know, I had to learn all those moves backwards. Mm-hmm. I was dominating. Like 20 minutes in, they're like, I don't want to play no more. This girl keeps whooping my ass.
I said, I know, and don't you just love that feeling?
Yes, I do.
All right, well, I guess that means it's my turn now since we're almost out of time.
Sorry.
That's okay. It was a lot to discuss. Well, I was going to try and do a thing on anime this week since, you know, we were going to do the flip-flop thing because you were doing the game thing. But unfortunately, Anime Network was a little late with updating their new anime.
Mm-hmm.
Because usually a new anime day is Thursday. So I was already popped popcorn, everything fired up the on-demand. And it was like, nope. Access denied. So I look on Friday. Access denied. I was like, what the hell is going on? They didn't get any new anime up until last night at about 11 o'clock. So, you know, ooh. I was not happy. So I decided to make this an all-game podcast. So I rolled over to EB Games. I guess it's an EB Love Fest podcast episode. Went to the EB Games at the Ballston Mall in Arlington, Virginia to pick up my magazines. Because, you know, I don't do the subscription thing anymore because I got burned on the demo disc thing.
Right, which you've mentioned before.
Oh, yeah. There's a post in it in the post archive section. It was the first post for ESH. But anyway, so I buy all of my magazines, OPM, Xbox Nation, and Game Informer every month instead of doing the subscription thing. Because I like going into EB Games and talking to those people. Right. So I grab all the magazines. And you know they always go through the spiel of trying to get you to get the subscription to Game Informer. And I'm always like, no, I'm trying to get it free. And then we go back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. So the guy that was working there was a really cool guy, really nice guy. And he was like, can I help you find anything? And I'm like, yeah, I need this, then I need that, then I need that. So I get all the magazines. He's like, well, you know you're paying $6 for it. He goes, you know, and you know the subscription's only like $14.99. I'm like, yeah, dude, I know all that. I said, I'm trying to get it for free. He's like, well, how are you trying to get it for free? I said, well, I run a girl gaming and anime podcast. So, you know, I reach into the pocketbook and whip out some of our postcards. And so he looks at it. He's like, oh, that's cool. He's like, yeah, I might give that to my wife. I'm like, cool. I'm like, because we love to have more traffic. I'm like, you got anybody else you want to give some to? Because I was like, because I can leave you with a stack. And he was like, yeah, I don't think that we're allowed to leave those out to give those out to people. It's like, it's okay. I understand. You know, you gotta follow company policy and stuff. It's like, but they're really cool, and it looks really interesting. He goes, but you sure you don't want to buy? I'm like, dude, I'm trying to get it for free. I'm like, I understand you got to give me the spiel. I said, and, you know, if I wasn't sure that I could probably get it for free, I was like, I'd probably take you up on it. But I got to bounce. So I pay for all my stuff. And he's like, could you leave me one more for my coworker? He had to go help somebody else, so I just grabbed a chunk and left him on the register. And I was like, I know you can't give them out, but if somebody sees one and wants to take it, what you going to do? You're not giving it out. It was just left there. So shout out to EB Games at the Ballston Mall in Arlington, Virginia.
Oh, ninja.
Shout.
You're sitting there ninja in postcards.
Seriously. Okay, there's a reason why I am the ninja sister. Because I can go and do my business unperceived. Because I was dropping them all over the place. I was like, plunk, plunk, and I'm ghost. But anyway, I got all my magazines, and I came home, and I started going through and doing some research and looking up some of the articles that I thought were interesting on some games and going out on the web and seeing what I could come back with. And the one game that I read about that really stuck out in my mind was this game called Stranglehold, which is going to be coming out on the Xbox 360, the PS3, and on the PC. Mm-hmm. And the first thing that made me pay attention to this game was the fact that John Woo, you know, the action director, John Woo.
Yes, I know who John Woo is.
Is involved in the game. He actually came up with the art direction and the plot for the game, the storyline. And it's based off of a movie that he did called Hard Boiled with Chow Yun-fat. Because as you know, John Woo likes to do a lot of things with Chow Yun-fat.
Yes,
and
it does.
You know that I like the Chow Yun-fat. And you know I like to say Chow Yun-fat. But anyway, the game just looks great. The people that did the PsyOps game are doing this game, are working on this game. And they're using the Unreal 3 engine. So all of the screenshots just look stunning. I mean, the model of Chow Yun Fat, because they use his likeness and his voice, because, you know, it's based on the movie that he was in. It looks like a real Chow Yun Fat person. I mean, like, it doesn't look like a model person. The skin has the right texture. It's got the right color. The lighting is amazing. I mean, it looks amazing. The story is basically that this detective in Hong Kong, and I shit you not, his name is Tequila, T-E-Q-U-I-L-A instead of L-L-A, is asked by the leader of the largest triad syndicate, the Dragon Claw Gang, to find his granddaughter, who was kidnapped by this up-and-coming triad gang called the Golden Cane Gang. Ooh. Okay, so they've reached out to this cop to try and find the girl. Well, here's the twist. The granddaughter, the one that was kidnapped, is the ex-wife of Inspector Tequila.
Oh.
I'm like, okay. So you gotta go find your ex-wife, who just happens to be the triad leader's granddaughter. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right, well, that kind of follows a John Woo thing.
Yeah.
Some twists and turns, some... A lot of gray area, not a lot of black and white. One of the reasons why I like John Woo. So I'm reading more about the game and you know, how they do the rendering. And one of the things that I just immediately made me go, I'm going to need to play this game, is that all the levels are completely destructible. Like, there will be some levels when you're having these gunfights that as you shoot at people, if the bullet goes through a bottle, it disintegrates the bottle.
That's cool.
If it goes through a wall, the light source from the other side of the wall shines through the hole with the proper shadowing and effects.
Wow.
As you are blowing and destroying things up in the room, they create debris and dust, and the dust can act like a screen. So you gotta wait for the dust to clear to keep going. All the debris that you make stays there. It doesn't just disappear. So if there was an item that you needed and it got covered by the debris, then you have to move all the debris to get to the item.
Wow, they're making this more lifelike.
Yeah. I mean, it's really very realistic. Like, there are some levels where you'll actually need to shoot out the floor below an enemy to, like, make them drop to get past them, or that you'll need to actually shoot out the floor to quickly get to the floor below you yourself.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah, it really looks...
Yeah, are we talking, like, from that movie with the vampires and the werewolves? Wasn't that Everworld, or...
Underworld,
where she, like...
Yeah, shot really in a circle and went through the floor.
Like that?
Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah.
I'm there like shareware.
See what I'm saying? So, as I'm reading more about this game, I'm just falling in love with it, because the plot sounds really interesting. They've spent a lot of time working with John Woo to make sure that all of the scenery is proper for the action that's about to take place. Like, there's one level where you're in a tea room, and it's not just generic, like, table and, like, teacups, but there are plates that have been left on tables from people that just left that still have food on them, and if you start the gunfight then and you hit any of those plates, the food goes flying off the plate.
Oh, that's cool.
You know, and becomes part of the debris. The lighting effects are great. There are lanterns that go on and off. If you shoot one, it, you know, goes off and falls down like it should and crackles and becomes... You know, part of the debris on the floor. And
it sounds like you want to develop a relationship with this game.
Yeah, it sounds like you can, because the environment seems so immersive that you will develop some kind of tie to the game as you play through it. And, you know, because it is an action title, all of your required action title elements are there. So you have the infamous slow-mo attack thing a la Max Payne, where... time slows down so you can better aim at your opponent and get a few hits in, and then it speeds up and you're like, pew, pew, pew. We've got the reaction commands, because you can't have an action title these days without reaction commands.
Nope, apparently not.
No, apparently not. It's actually coming from Midway Games, because that's where the PsyOps team is from. So it looks like it's going to be a kick-ass Midway title. And I know that Midway's been kind of hoping for some needing a
saving grace.
Well, you know, a lot of game developers are falling by the wayside. You have the thing with Atari. It really hurts me to think that, you know, unless things change dramatically for them real soon, Atari is going to be gone.
Right.
You know, and I grew up... Oh, I'm sorry. Am I boring you?
No, I'm sorry. It's hot in this room, and hotness with drinkies makes Panda tired.
I see.
That's how I used to fall asleep back in the day, don't you remember? Give me something to drink and then put me in a warm place. I'm out.
Actually, I would just like rub your belly. It's like, oh, go to sleep. You're just like a little frog. Oh, rub your belly. Rub your belly.
Now, if I'm in a warm place for too long and I've been drinking something cool, I get tired. So it's not you. And I didn't even wake up early to play WoW this morning because I want to be well rested for ESH.
Well, good. That's a good thing.
So it's just warm in the room.
Getting back to the game, I think that if you enjoy a good action title with a good story, I think that, Stranglehold is going to be that on the next
I totally want to check this out. For Xbox?
It's going to be on the Xbox 360. It's going to be on the PS3, and it's supposed to have a PC release as well, according to the article that I read and the website.
I might have to go and get it for the PC because I don't think I'll be doing the PS3.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to be hitting up the Wii.
Yeah, I'm telling you. Well, if you do, you got Red Steel, at least, on the Wii. And Red Steel is going to be the bomb. But other than that, I don't really have any other game news other than I fucking hate Jack Thompson. And, you know.
Why do you hate Jack Thompson every week?
Because he's a douche. Jack Thompson has been crusading to basically make video games out to be criminals. The reason why kids act out and commit a bunch of violent crimes.
Oh my God, since they've been playing all these violent games, and now they're going to become violent.
Exactly. And that they
do. Oh, what a douche.
Yeah, Jack Thompson.
Hey, I have a lot of violent games. You don't see me robbing banks and smacking hoes.
Okay, look. I played the original Shinobi games and, you know, Golden Axe and the original Mortal Kombat and pretty much every nasty game you can think of. Between Donkey Kong and Silent Hill. And you know what? I haven't murdered anyone. I've never even so much as got a speeding ticket. Got a warning.
I'm good.
But never got a ticket. So I'm just really tired of people trying to make a case that video games make kids do violent things when it's the environment that they're in.
Nature, not nurture.
Yeah. Please understand that it's nature and not Grand Theft Auto.
Yes, it's not.
It's really, really not.
Well, they're trying to say that TV does this too. I'm sorry,
look,
but Pirates of the
they've
Caribbean...
always said that, you know, TV rots your brains, video games make you violent. Okay?
Next thing they're going to say is mom's hugs are going to lead to crack.
Well, the thing is, if that's the case that you want to make, then Viagra makes you all rapists.
Yep.
And fornicators.
Yep. Yeah. Here.
Smoking makes you a crackhead.
Yep. And eggs will give you cancer.
And drinking makes you a drunk driver, which makes you a killer.
Wow, everything leads to killing something.
Yeah, everything leads to killing. I mean, you can make a direct linear line between any quote-unquote vice or object you want to pick and end up with it leading to killing something. I mean, it's 6 degrees of separation. Or Kevin Bacon, whichever way you want to play it.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, I've done 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon, and I can get to Kevin Bacon in 5.
Wow.
Yeah. It's because of that Muhammad Ali thing, when I got to meet him. So, I just think it's bullshit. I think that Joe Lieberman is bullshit. I think that it's a bullshit cause. Everybody wants to point to video games as fucking up their kids, and not pointing to the fact that they don't spend any real time with their kids, leading to their kids being fucked up.
But that's another podcast.
That is another podcast. Because I'm going to have to say, well, I'm not going to say it yet, because we do have to do the last little bit of business, which is, got to hit us up on the website, people.
Yes, you do.
www.electricsisterhood.com. We got more features that we're going to be rolling out soon. If you girl gamers are out there and you want to start a clan.
With us,
hit us up. Let us know that you're out there.
We'll discuss. We'll put it out. And we'll negotiate it. We'll have some cookies.
We'll run it up the flagpole, see if she waves. You know, because I think that would be awesome.
I think that would be awesome, too.
Yeah. Yeah. That'd be cool. Girl gamers of the world, unite. But first, you gotta go to the website, www.electricsisterhood.com. You gotta post stuff.
And we wouldn't mind a call or two.
Yeah, we wouldn't mind a call or two. We like hearing your voices. We like hearing from you people. Be on the lookout for the store. It's coming soon. And when you start buying stuff, we would love for you to send in pictures
of you wearing our stuff of or you pointing to it with big smiles on your faces.
Yes, but not like that chick that was pointing at the Gitmo detainee naked. Don't do that.
No.
Don't do that.
Yeah.
Don't do anything that violates anybody else's civil rights and liberties. Definitely.
And you could send us pictures of you, like, rubbing things on your genitals. We probably won't show those on the site, though.
Yeah, we definitely should
not. We encourage the loving of the sisters.
But we don't encourage the genitalia in the email, people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, you could have gone without saying anything about pictures of things with genitalia.
Well,
you know, you really should have kept that one to yourself. Yeah, you know, I try not to censor you, but that's really one that you should have
kept unlocked. Cuz we might get those. So now they know.
Yeah, but we haven't.
Be careful with them.
But see, we haven't yet. So now they're going to be thinking, "Well, I could take a picture of my genitals." They won't put it on the website, so only they'll see it.
Well, see, if they have one of our shirts with it, well then they're encouraging our shirt.
Look, I don't want to get pictures of nobody's genitalia, whether you got on our shirt or not, okay? And you really, really should not put ideas in these people's heads.
Okay, then strike what I just said, everybody. Do not send us pictures.
It's too late now because it's going to make the podcast because it's too interwoven with the audio. I can't cut it out. So we're going to move on to the rest of the business. Be on the lookout for the store, people. Buy our stuff. Take pictures. Sensible pictures of yourself in our stuff, using our stuff. We'll put it on the website. We got the code for the gallery now working. So image galleries will be up shortly and you can take a look at all the pretty pictures.
Yes.
Yes. It'll be awesome. You can hit us up on our toll-free number. The number is 1-888-333-8985. You totally broke up there. And I don't know why. But I'm going to say that this podcast is toast.
It's toast, everybody. What do you want to put on it today? It's around lunchtime, so we should spruce it up lunch style.
I'm gonna make a toasted tuna fish sandwich. You ever have one of those?
Yeah, but you know what? I think I want to go for it. I think I'm anchoring for a BLT.
Really? Oh, you know who has a good BLT?
Who?
Quiznos.
I should try it. I'll hit up the
Quiznos. Yeah. That stuff's a bomb. All right. Guys. Well, I'm Ninja Sister.
And I'm Panda Richard.
And we are out.
We're out.